Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy, returning back to the show.
And I'm your new co-host, Christian McCray. I'm excited to give you a rundown of what's happening on campus for the school year. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, September 7th. A new linguistics course has hit the classroom this fall. Introduction to Language Studies is being taught by Associate Professor of Modern Language and Interdisciplinary Studies, Mary Paddock. Paddock says that the course will cover various linguistic topics and will venture into cultural and regional variations of language. Copy editor Jacqueline Pellegrino reports that the course already has 11 enrolled students despite it being created after scheduling registration.
Quinnipiac University is working to keep its three campuses safe in light of the nationwide monkeypox outbreak. The Connecticut Department of Public Health reports that monkeypox is a disease that causes flu-like symptoms and a painful rash, which can be spread through prolonged physical contact. Monkeypox was declared a public health emergency this August, as Connecticut reported 93 total cases. While Quinnipiac monitors public health guidelines and the latest developments of the disease, students are encouraged to avoid physical contact, including sexual behavior, according to Dr. Ulysses Wu, an infectious disease specialist and chief epidemiologist at Hartford Healthcare.
Quinnipiac University's class of 2026 is the first class to have overnight student orientation since the class of 2023 arrived in 2019. The Newitz Bobcats began their college journeys with minimal COVID restrictions at orientation. Masks were optional, a stark contrast to the last 2 years where face coverings were required. Students who attended the June session stayed in Irma and Dana residence halls with random roommates, while the August session moved into their assigned rooms for the year.
Quinnipiac University will open its newly renovated Recreation and Wellness Center October 13th, 3 months later than expected. Supply chain issues, additional construction, and certifications have delayed the process, according to Vice President for Facilities and Capital Planning, Sal Filardi. The building will be fully operational between late October and early November. The highly anticipated renovation will offer new equipment and fitness studios, a rock climbing wall, and an amphitheater. It will also unite the health clinic, counseling center, and recreation area under one roof for a more comprehensive student experience.
In Arts and Life, Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine gave her insight on the negative and positive effects of post-nut clarity. Post-nut clarity can be described as the instant feeling of clear-mindedness after ejaculation. Though the sentiment allows you to think clearly after sexual intercourse, according to Sinarine, the experience can bring on unwanted thoughts and may contribute to hookup culture in modern society.
Arts and Life editor David Matos has a bone to pick with Grindr. Grindr is an online dating app for gay men, which appears similar to Tinder or OkCupid. However, Matos reveals that the app's highly sexual nature has led to some big problems, including racism, body shaming, and bullying. In his words, what's supposed to be a safe space for gay men to find their soulmates has turned into a digital circus.
Opinion editor Michael LaRocca says returning home for the summer as a college student can be a relaxing yet daunting experience. Headed home after his first year at Quinnipiac, LaRocca had to become comfortable with the peace and quiet that made up his summer days. He says he learned to value time with himself and started to enjoy his own company.
Quinnipiac University is welcoming a new student organization to campus for the artistically inclined. The Student Artists League became an official organization on probationary status in August and will act as a community for students interested in the arts to gather, create, and collaborate. The organization was founded by second-year graphic and interactive design major and Chronicle designer Sean Formantes, who's been working to implement the club since he arrived at Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac's Game Club is recruiting new members. The club will offer multiple variations of gaming to its members, from board games to card games to video games. If anyone is interested, you can join the club at qu.campuslabs/engage.
Quinnipiac University alumnus and now influencer John Franklin took the stage September 1st for a special comedy night organized by the Student Programming Board. Over 100 students gathered to listen in the Clarice L. Buckman Theater as Franklin dished exciting stories about his time on the hit reality Netflix show, The Circle. While he was nervous to perform his first 20-minute stand-up comedy routine, he soon felt right at home on his old stomping grounds. Copy editor Aiden Sheedy says Franklin had the crowd in the palm of his hand the entire time.
In opinion, ever wonder what it would be like to travel across Europe for a couple of months? Contributing writer AJ Neuf knows all about it after she backpacked across Europe for 2 months this summer. The experience allowed Noof to fully indulge into the relaxation of European culture. It's an experience she urges other students to take advantage of. You can read about it in this week's issue.
While the 3+1 accelerated dual degree program at Quinnipiac University is a popular choice for communication students, contributing writer Hannah Mirsky is proud to be a four-year journalism student. But it's taken some time to feel confident in her decision. In following a traditional four-year path, Mirsky says she's faced problems competing with accelerated students in class registration and has often questioned if she's doing enough. It wasn't until her junior year when she realized real-world experience and a traditional degree timeline were more than enough for her to reach her career goals. She said she hopes other four-year students are able to come to the same conclusion.
In this week's Bobcat Buzz, opinion editor Michael LaRocca encourages Quinnipiac students to be more appreciative of Mount Carmel campus despite the continuous construction.
In sports, Quinnipiac University's volleyball team is set to begin one of its most exciting seasons yet. Last year, the team reached the MAC semifinal for only the third time in program history. And now, with no COVID restrictions to hold them back and an incredible roster, they're ready for a breakout season. Opinion editor Michael LaRocca says the sky's the limit.
Quinnipiac University's women's soccer team comes into the season with high expectations and a point to prove. Coming off a devastating loss to the Monmouth Hawks in the MAC championship, the Bobcats come into the season with vengeance on their mind. The team was ranked number one in the MAC preseason coaches poll, and with the Monmouth Hawks exit from the conference, the MAC championship seems destined for the Bobcats.
After finishing the 2021 season with only 3 wins, Quinnipiac University's field hockey team plans to step up their game. And with incredible additions to the roster and 4 extra games this season, the Bobcats are coming back stronger than ever.
Since their national title win in 2017, Quinnipiac University's rugby team has not had a winning season. Nevertheless, sports editor Cameron Levasseur says if there is any year to break up the slump, it seems that 2022 will be it. This year, the Bobcats come in with an experienced squad led by 17 upperclassmen. This veteran presence will be valuable for the Bobcats to maintain their composure throughout the season if they want that 4th national title.
This year, the Quinnipiac University men's soccer team has its eyes on a conference championship win. The team's strong forward players and increasingly consistent goalkeeper foreshadow a win. But associate sports editor Benjamin Juergen says sloppiness and inaccuracy from an unreliable midfield could be the Bobcats' biggest challenge. Quinnipiac currently sits at 2-1 on the year so far and will kick off conference play September 28th against Siena College.
Quinnipiac's cross-country teams fall on both sides of the spectrum. While the women's cross-country has been consistently one of the best MAC teams, the men's team has struggled to put their foot on the gas pedal. However, with a new men's head coach, David Scrivines, the Bobcats hope his hiring is a step in the right direction. On the other side, the women's team was ranked number 3 in the preseason poll, and with their 3 lowest scores returning, the Bobcats will hope to continue their streak of never finishing outside of the top 5 in a conference meet.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Christian McCray. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, qchronicle.com. We will see you guys next week with the next episode. Peace.